podcast is powered by Hype Girl. Hype Girl was born out of our passion and love for inspiring amazing women just like you. There is no superpower quite like being a woman. So we have made it our mission to create spaces, events, and tables where there is always room for one more, and all are always welcome. Come find out more about it at hypegirl.us.
I told my mom at Thanksgiving yesterday that I wasn't sure that she could listen to it because then she would know how much of a degenerate I actually am. And she was like, are you saying you can't tell your mother the whole truth? And I was like, I can.
But I don't want to.
Welcome to the Do It Ugly podcast. Here are your hosts, Stacey Lyon and Jenny King.
On today's episode, we're going to do something a little bit different because we love to talk, ladies, and we hope that you love to listen, but we thought you should learn a little something about your host to see if you really like hanging with us.
Absolutely.
In an effort to get to know your amazing hosts, our producer has created this amazing set of questions for us, which... Tell us about how this became a marriage test, by the way. I really want to hear more about that.
So at the end of one of our episodes, I can't remember if it was Jennifer Hotai or where this idea just popped into my head where it was like rapid fire questions. Mm. And I think it was because I was watching the actor's studio. Uh-huh. And, you know, at the end of that, he does the 10 questions. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing that's where the inspiration came from.
Okay.
But anyway, at the end of her podcast, I got this idea of rapid fire question.
Yes.
And you were into it.
Yes. Love it.
So when Mike was editing that podcast, he was like, oh my gosh, I love this. You should do this at the end of every episode. That should be like your thing.
Yeah, yeah.
He put together a list of questions for Jenny and I to answer about one another today. But when he handed it to me this morning and I was reading through, I was like, oh, okay. Marriage test, rapid fire. How well do you know me?
Ooh.
So when he was going through the questions and he was like, what's your favorite color? I'm like, well, what do you think it is?
And did he pass is the question.
Honestly, I was really impressed.
Were
he
you?
Got about 28 out of 30 of the questions. So I was super impressed.
That is very impressive.
And the ones he didn't get was because I had like more than one favorite for movies and food and things like that.
Okay.
So he was batting, let's call it 1,000.
I love that. We used to do all the tests in the magazines, right? Like 17.
Yes,
and
Cosmo.
Glamour always had some really good ones,
yes,
too. But Cosmo was the one, wasn't it?
It was the one. But that was more like the sex test. Like, do you know how to know when you're in love? Or how do you know if your boyfriend does it for you or whatever? Do you
how
remember those?
Funny. I do remember those. And I also remember them because... Like, this is going to be way TMI, but I'm going to share it anyway. So I didn't do the deed until I was 20.
Yes.
So I was reading all of these things, very inappropriate questions as a teenager who had no foundational knowledge of the subject.
Yes.
And the stuff that they ask in those magazines, it should have made me blush.
It should have.
But it didn't.
Funny thing for me, too, is looking back was that my mother got a subscription to these magazines for me that would come every month in the mail. And not just my mom, but, you know, that was like common, my group of friends' moms as well.
Oh, for sure.
And so it would come in the mail. She got the mail, so she would see the cover where it's like 10 best secrets or whatever. And then she would hand the magazine to me.
Mama.
You know? Which I was like,
look, maybe she secretly wanted you to be prepared.
I don't know. My mom is very like put together, very
yes, she is.
Not the kind of lady that you would expect those things from. I mean, at the time I thought it was normal, but now looking back, it makes me kind of giggle a little bit. Like, did she really know what she was handing me?
I don't think my mom ever read the covers because we used to get those magazines. Remember back in the day? Now, if you're not old enough to understand or appreciate what I'm about to say, just skip it. But for those of you that are, remember we would get those things in the mail. And it was magazines, CDs, which is compact disc for those of you that aren't aware because we're so old. But remember you would get those and it would have the stamps. And you would put the stamps on and select which ones you wanted. And it was like the club. Remember?
Oh,
you would
my
get
gosh.
Like the CD of the month or the magazine.
Columbia House.
Yes. Remember those?
Was it like 10 CDs for a dollar to get you started?
Yes.
And then that was like the way that everybody went into debt for the very first time and ruined their credit report.
Yeah, but remember, so it was like a subscription and you would get those.
Yes.
But so we would just order those every so often and then cut them off because you could stop.
Yes.
Like after you did your $0.01 or $1 membership.
Right.
You could cut it off. So I think we just subscribed to random magazines all over the place. So I don't know that my mom ever really read them. But there was some pretty salacious material in there looking back and thinking about it now.
Do you remember Tiger Beat? Sorry, that one just popped into my brain.
I do remember Tiger Beat. That's where all the hunks were that you put. They had the like headshots in there. You would rip them off and put them on your
denim
wall.
Denim jean jackets looking very foxy. Yes.
But the kids don't have this kind of like physical interaction with things now. It's all on the interwebs. Which is kind of sad because now we can't walk into our daughter's rooms and be like, ooh, who's the crush? Who's
that? Do they still have posters on their walls? I don't know that that's still a thing.
Well, we bought a poster not too long ago, but it's honestly sat twirled up in the corner. We've never put it up.
Okay.
It's not a thing like it was when we were kids. No.
Got it.
It's not okay. At all. But I love that you did this as a marriage test. And so, ladies, if you want to know how well your husband knows you, take these questions down and start asking. I think this will be fun.
Right.
You
Here's
totally
your first 10 rapid fire.
So let's start with you, Miss Stacey Lyon, because I am very interested to know these things about you. Start with your favorite movie.
I have two favorite movies.
Ooh, okay.
So my first, like, all-time favorite, I have to go with Grease because it maybe is not cinematically fantastic, but it brings back so many great memories of my sister and I when we were little. We had a cassette tape before the compact disc.
Okay.
And we would go in our basement with our roller skates on, and we would roller skate around the pool table in the basement, singing our hearts out, dancing to the soundtrack. It always just brings back happy memories. The music does, really.
I love it. Okay.
And then second favorite would probably be, for more storyline, would be Shawshank Redemption. What are your favorite movies?
Excellent choices.
What is your favorite movie?
Well, I have one singular favorite movie, and it has been my favorite movie since I saw it since the beginning of time, and it is 16 Candles.
Oh, of course. You're a Jake Ryan obsessed.
I am so obsessed.
Shout
Jake
out
Ryan.
To Jay King. Like,
shout out to my husband, who kind of looks like him. Who does not drive the red Porsche, but maybe someday.
Maybe, one day.
Maybe. I love that movie so much because I was obsessed with all 80s teen films. The Brat Pack.
There was a lot of good ones.
Oh my God, Can't Buy Me Love. Like, you name them, they were all so good. And I think even though we all knew that the teenagers were entirely too old and they were actually adults and were never teenagers.
Yeah.
They were still so believable, and I don't even know that the storytelling was really that good, but it just all felt so relatable, and it wasn't like today's movies where everything is so over-sexualized. Like, there was a lot of sex in it, don't get me wrong, a lot of sex, but it wasn't over-sexualized to the degree where it still wasn't relatable, and it didn't feel dirty in the same way Like, I could sit down and watch those movies with my mom and not be like, ugh, grossed out.
I'm going through my brain right now, the sexual things with,
oh,
like,
so many things.
Showing the underpants.
Long and duck the dong, like the long whole thing.
Duck dong. Food. Yeah.
Oh, no more Yankee my wanky. The donga need food.
I mean, there's so much in it. Paying the, you know, paying the girl to show her underwear in the bathroom so it looks like you scored. Like, I don't know. It was still like, it was
that's
sex,
still innocent though, right?
But it was a little bit. It was a little
bit
wholesome.
It was like white panties. It wasn't like a thong that they were holding up. It was. No.
It was. And every other word in the movie wasn't the F word. It was still just like mom and dads were still wholesome mom and dads. Like they were kooky and they were weird and they were all like every family was absolutely insane. But they were all families that you wanted to be a part of, no matter how wackadoodle they were. So, yeah, I love that movie. On to the next. Favorite band or artist?
I am an old soul when it comes to music. Probably my favorite of all time would be Nat King Cole. My dad loved music growing up.
Yeah.
And our thing, he would come home from work every night and I would stand on his shoes and we would dance.
Yeah.
Before the CD, before the cassette, when we had the record player, that was the huge piece
love
of
it.
Furniture. You would lift it up and inside maybe had like a little bar area. It had the record player, the spot to hold the albums. So he would come home and our thing would be, I would dance on his feet every night. And he loved Nat King Cole. And so, again, the memories. I'm a sentimental softie. So that takes me back. And I still love it.
If I had to pick one favorite, we're going to go back to the 80s because it's my favorite decade. And we're going to go with Chicago during the Peter Cetera era. Next, favorite actor or actress?
So I have to go with my boyfriend, Matthew McConaughey.
All right, all right, all right.
And not for the acting skills. All right, all right, all right. I'm sorry, he just melts me. What can I say?
Okay,
he's my Jake Ryan.
He is really handsome, and he does have some, like, riz, as the kids call it.
Oh,
some
fancy.
Swag.
Okay.
All right, my favorite actor or actress. Well, favorite of all time, it would be Robin Williams.
And
Good Morning Vietnam is probably one of my favorite. Is it Vietnam?
Tomato, tomato.
But in the intro, he's like, Good Morning Vietnam. So... that is probably one of my favorite movies that he's ever done. But he also just had so many amazing characters.
He did.
Through Mrs. Doubtfire, The Birdcage was spectacular.
Hello!
Favorite ice cream flavor?
I always have to go with pralines and cream.
Mm-hmm. Okay, love it. I am a mint chocolate chip girl.
Mm, there you go.
I know, it's very delicious. All right, favorite color. This is the one you made Mr. Lyons think on and answer. So what was the answer?
He knew this one.
Oh, he did?
Oh, without a doubt. My color since I can't even remember, has always been yellow.
Mm.
Like sunshine.
I love it. All right, well, my favorite color, I have two, and it depends on the day and it depends on my mood.
Okay.
Most days it's pink.
Okay.
On the other times it's black.
I was just going to say black.
Black like my heart. Okay. Hot or cold?
Definitely cold.
We're the same on this. Cold for sure. Your girl.
I feel like I live my life in a hot flash, so I'm always looking for the cold.
Same. And for our beautiful, thinner, lovely listener ladies, you may not appreciate this one, but for those of us who are a little thicker, like a Snicker, like me, I don't have a thigh gap. So not having a thigh gap means that the cold weather is where I'm going to live. Ooh, this is a good one. What was your first job?
So my very first job when I was 12 years old and I worked at the snowball stand in the parking lot of the Catholic Church. We did not have running water. There was a garden hose that came over across the parking lot from Holy Trinity. And that was our running water. And it was the best summer job ever. Totally loved it. Except for one thing, and that was you don't really think about where the marshmallow comes from that goes on the snowballs. Well, I don't know if you know this because snowball's more of a Maryland thing. But anyway, imagine like a 5-gallon bucket of powder. You put the garden hose in it, and then you have to mix it up so it becomes fluffy marshmallow. And we used our hands. So it's 100 degrees in the summer. You're elbow deep in the bucket of sticky marshmallow. And then there's no running water to rinse off. So basically for the rest of the day, you're just, yeah, you're that guy.
That sounds delightful.
But it was super fun because snowballs are a fantastic treat that something I really miss from home that we don't get down here.
Okay. My first job, I don't even remember, honestly, my first job because I worked as long as I can remember. But if I had to say like my first official like W-2.
Oh, you want an official job? I don't know. Here's a dollar under the table from the nuns job.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. But I'm like, I don't even remember because I just remembered working. I don't even remember the first one. So my first like legit job was, it was a store / cafe. It was like a boutique with a coffee shop inside. It was called Simply Carolina. My throat just gave up on the middle of the word. Simply Carolina. And it was a really cool place to work. And I was in charge. I managed the coffee shop.
Okay.
And I was like 15 when that job.
And you managed the shop at 15.
I did. Because I was literally like the only single employee except for the owner. And my mom worked in the boutique side.
Fancy.
And so, I mean, you know, leadership skills start early.
Right. I love that.
And self-leadership is the hardest. And so all I had to do was manage me. Okay, favorite curse word. Ooh, this one's going to get us in trouble. What's your favorite curse word?
Of course.
Same. Is there anything else to say about that?
I feel like there's just an exclamation point on the end of that one. Well, it's
to
so
get the point across
versatile
that you need.
About what you're thinking, what you're feeling, the situation. I mean, it could mean so many things.
It's like the mullet of curse words. Is that what you're saying?
100%.
Okay, I like it. All right, we're going to leave it. We're not going to say it, so you're just going to have to envision what it is. Ooh, street smarts or book smarts?
I'd like to think that I have both, but my husband will tell you that
this is not what we prefer. This is what we have.
This is what we have.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay. My husband will tell you that I have book smarts and no street smarts, but I live in a bubble. I think I'm okay, but he would say no.
Okay.
What do you think?
Of you?
Or, yeah, sure.
I think you're pretty street savvy. I think you're more street savvy than you give yourself credit for, probably.
Well, thank you. So I'm more street than book? Is that what you're saying?
No, you're definitely more book, but I think you have street smarts. For me, when I was young, it would have been all book smarts. But as I've aged and some of the things that I've gone through, 100% street smarts.
Yeah.
Because I don't read a lot of... anything that's not, you know, adult.
Oh, we know what you read, Jenny. We know what you read.
I'm not ashamed of my book. There's nothing wrong with a woman enjoying a little erotica. It's just a healthy expression of female sexuality, which, by the way, is something that you will never understand.
You got porn.
This is supposed to be a judgment-free zone, okay? I'm not feeling very judgment-free right now.
Absolutely.
No, but I mean, I do read a lot of, you know, like business and stuff like that, but I don't read for pleasure in the same way that I used to.
They give you the business.
They're not giving me the business, but they're giving somebody the business. Okay, next question. Moving on. Love or friendship?
Love.
Always. You know that. Love. Always. Same. I'm a glutton for love.
I love love.
Same. Do you have a tattoo?
No.
Me either. Why do you not have one? Have you ever wanted one?
I've never really wanted one, but I go back and forth in my brain like, okay, if you were to get one, what would it be? And I just feel like there's nothing that I've ever connected with enough that I want on my body forever.
Yeah.
And then when I'm saggy and it's all distorted, that I'm still going to love enough to be like, oh, yeah, that used to be.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if I was forced to something, it would probably be my kids' names or initials. I don't know what else I would put on my body. I have this conversation with my husband because he has two tattoos, ooh, which I hate. I don't love either one of them.
No?
No. He got them back in the 90s, so they're like tribal symbols, you know.
Not the tribal. No,
they're
Is
on
it
his
the armband?
No, they're on his calves, one on the back of each calf.
Oh, I've seen them, yes.
And one of them looks like a giant spider to me. It's not, but that's what it looks like to me.
Yeah.
And I hate it, and I beg him all the time, like, happy birthday, here's a tattoo removal certificate.
Which he is clearly not used yet. Okay.
And yeah, he's not into having them removed. He loves his tattoos. And I'm just like, okay, whatever.
The interesting thing for me is that I love tattoos on other people. Like, I love the artistry of them. And of course, all tattoos are not created equal because no art is created equal. And I think there are some you see them and I'm like, wow, I'm really blown away by what the artist was able to create. But for me, I have commitment issues. Let's be real. I have commitment issues. My husband nailed me down for marriage, I have no idea.
I have no idea.
Like parenthood, you're committed just because, right? But beyond that, I have zero commitment capability.
Truer words were never spoken.
Facts. And if you didn't know that about me, if you thought I was so put together, just kidding.
Jenny, what are you doing in 5 minutes? Do you want to do this? Yes. In 4 minutes, you get the text.
No.
So, hey. Hey, babe.
First of all, that's because my extrovert says yes and my introvert realizes what we've done as a collective and she goes, hell no, we didn't mean to do that.
Right.
And then we have to try and back out of it. But that's a whole different, that's a whole nother podcast. All right. Ask permission or beg forgiveness?
I think we all know the answer
here. We do. And we're samesies on this one.
Forgiveness.
Absolutely.
100%.
I would rather crawl through pig and barbed wire than ask for permission 100%. For most things.
100%.
Keeping it ladylike. All right, Coke or Pepsi?
I think we both know the answer to this.
Yeah.
Diet DC. Coke.
Diet Coke. Duh. All the way. All right, New York or LA?
New York.
Can I say neither? Can I say neither?
Can say neither.
Neither one.
What's your city? You're like, there is no city that you've ever heard of that I want to go to.
That I've ever heard of that you want to go to?
No. Reverse. Because you're not a big city person. That's what
I used
saying.
To be. In my youth, I was.
Yeah, in but
my,
now?
In my youth. No, not now.
Big city. Maybe Raleigh.
No, I don't even. I mean, I love Raleigh.
You love Raleigh.
I do love Raleigh.
Yeah.
But I am definitely more of a like a small town girl at this point. So, yeah. I would scratch either one of those. And if it's like a either or location, it would either be like somewhere in Montana or New Mexico. Taos, New Mexico is one of my favorite places.
There you go.
Yeah.
Fantastic. There's an episode right there.
All right, besties, it's been such a blast spending time with you yet again today, and we hope you were able to take some fun, some knowledge, something new and inspirational from our time together.
Absolutely. We can't wait to do it again. We couldn't do it without you. And of course, as always, stay amazing. We love you, and we'll see you next episode.